War declared! 800,000 children evacuated! German bombs on their way! Get your papers here, fresh off the press!
1939, London. A railway station is crowded with children being evacuated. Tall, gaunt Alan Turing weaves his way through the crowds on a platform. He carries a case and an overcoat slung over one arm.
This morning, the British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government the final note, stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, a state of war would exist between us.
German bombers take off.
I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received.
German troops parade with their right arms raised in salute. People hang out of windows, and hundreds of flags bear the Nazi swastika. Turing makes his way along the narrow corridor of a coach. He pauses as two boys jostle to get into a compartment. Turing stares at the excitable group of lads, and one boy quietly writing in a copybook. He smiles to himself. Vast warship sailing convoy.
For the second time in the lives of most of us, we are at war. This time, a peaceful way out.
Papers, please.
Turing walks through a village and hands his credentials through tall wrought iron gates to a soldier in a steel helmet and a Lee Enfield rifle slung over his shoulder. The soldier nods to a colleague, and the gates are opened. Turing enters a park. A sign at the end of the drive reads, Bletchley Radio Manufacturing. Turing approaches a large country house-style mansion. There are military vehicles parked outside. Turing waits in a large office overlooking a park. A balding man with steely grey hair and a naval officer's uniform enters and seems surprised by his visitor.
What are you doing here?
The lady told me to wait.
In my office?
Turing smiles.
She told you to help yourself to tea while you were here?
No, she didn't.
She obviously didn't tell you what a joke was then either, I gather.
Was she supposed to?
The officer sits at the desk.
Who are you?
Alan Turing.
Yeah, Turing. Yeah. A mathematician.
Correct.
However could I have guessed?
Well, you didn't. You just read it on that piece of paper.
King's College, Cambridge. Now, it says here you were a bit of a prodigy in the maths department.
I'm not sure I can evaluate that, Mr...
How old are you, Mr. Turing?
27.
And how old were you when you became a fellow at Cambridge?
24.
And how old were you when you published this paper that has a title I can barely understand?
23.
Then you don't think that qualifies you as a certified prodigy?
Well, Newton discovered binomial theorem aged 22. Einstein wrote four papers that changed the world by the age of 26. As far as I can tell, I've barely made par.
My God, you're serious.
Would you prefer I made a joke?
Oh, I don't think you know what those are.
Hardly seems fair that that's a requirement for employment here, Mr...
Commander Denniston, Royal Navy. All right, Mr. Turing, I'll bite. Why do you wish to work for His Majesty's government?
Oh, I don't really.
Are you a bleeding pacifist?
I'm agnostic about violence.
But you do realize that 600 miles away from London, there's this nasty little chap called Hitler who wants to engulf Europe in tyranny.
And politics isn't really my area of expertise.
Really? Well, I believe you've just set the record for the shortest job interview in British military history.
My mother says I can be off-putting sometimes on account of being one of the best mathematicians in the world.
In the world?
Oh, yes.
Do you know how many people I've rejected for this program?
No.
Well, that's right, because we're a top secret program. But I'll tell you, just because we're friends, that only last week I rejected one of our great nation's top linguists. Knows German better than Bertolt Brecht.
I don't speak German.
What?
I don't speak German.
Well, how the hell are you supposed to decrypt German communications if you don't... Well, I don't know. Speak German.
Well, I'm really quite excellent at crossword puzzles.
Margaret!
The German codes are a puzzle, a game, just like any other game.
Margaret!
I'm really very good at games, puzzles, and this is the most difficult puzzle in the world.
Margaret! For the love of God. This is a joke, obviously.
I'm afraid I don't know what those are, Commander Denniston.
Have a pleasant trip back to Cambridge, Professor.
Enigma.
You called for me?
Denniston stares at Turing and dismisses Margaret with a wave. Eyes boring into his interviewee, the commander looms over Turing.
That's what you're doing here, the top secret program at Bletchley. You're trying to break the German Enigma machine.
What makes you think that?
It's the greatest encryption device in history, and the Germans use it for all major communications. If the Allies broke Enigma, well, it would turn into a very short war indeed. Of course, that's what you're working on. But you also haven't got anywhere with it. If you had, you wouldn't be hiring cryptographers out of university. You need me a lot more than I need you. I like solving problems, Commander. And Enigma is the most difficult problem in the world.
No, Enigma isn't difficult, it's impossible. The Americans, the Russians, the French, the Germans, everyone thinks Enigma is unbreakable.
Good. Let me try, and we'll know for sure, won't we?
A small box like a typewriter.
Welcome to Enigma. The details of every surprise attack.
Sir, I think I got Turing. I tailed into a pub last night when he met a bloke. They exchanged an envelope. So, well, I follow this other fella, pick him up, give him a good shake.
He's a pufter. He confessed.
What?
The man admitted it. Arnold Murray hangs around that pub. Men pay him for a go. Turing's one of the men that paid. Only Mr. Murray here then has the bright idea of robbing Turing's house after, with a friend. That's what Turing's hiding. He's a puff, not a spy.
No, what's the matter?
I can charge a university professor with indecency.
No, this is... it's bloody rubbish. Turing's up to something important.
He's committed a crime and he's broken the law. And with a bloke. Jesus Christ, it's bloody disgusting.
This isn't the investigation I was conducting.
Bring him in.
Wait. Let me interrogate him, please. Give me half an hour alone and then, I swear, I'll spend the next month running errands on as many rubbish cases as you like.
Fine. Now, will someone get me a warrant for the arrest of Alan Turing?